Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Krivic moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Owen scores. Hayes moves to third. Berger moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Berger scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic scores. Steinbacher moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Webb, who tags Steinbacher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive towards first. Radcliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hudlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berger hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic bunts towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Krivic moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic moves to third. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger misplays the ball. That's an error on Berger. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Keltner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Soltis moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky is walked intentionally. Monty Stratton now pitching. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Moose Soltis. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-4 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing left field. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to third for the out. Berger moves to second. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbacher hits a line drive to left field. Weatherly throws towards the plate. Pitlock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pitlock. Berger scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. Steinbacher moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Renza now catching. John Whitehead now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.